almost every year.
Every year for years. Yeah. It's a free event. It's open to the community. So come one, come all.
Care for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet at WFPR.FM and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial 102.9. Here in our glorious studio again today with folks from the Senior Center to talk about July. Wait a minute, July already? Yes!
I can't believe it. Summer's here.
Yeah. Oh my!
Certainly feels like it with the weather we're having.
Yeah, well, it's changeable too, so that's New England, but that's nothing new.
Well, that's true.
So, Chastity, welcome back.
Thank you.
And Ariel, it's good to have you, of course.
Thank you, lovely to be here.
Excellent. So, July is like right around the corner.
It is. It's creeping up on us fast.
It's going to come in with a bang, go out with a bang.
Yes. A little reference to firecrackers there. I like that.
Well, you know, try to be with, you know, topical.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sunny days are here.
Without being over the top.
Yeah.
So what are we starting with?
Well, speaking of the 4th of July, on July 2nd, our own Jillian is going to be reading the Declaration of Independence at 10:30 at the Senior Center. So that's always good to come in and get a little refresher on the Declaration of Independence. And then our friend Ryan is on summer vacation, and he is going to be in on July 7th at 11 to talk about credit card skimming.
Ooh.
Yes. So find out what this is and how do you protect your wallet.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's very important. That seems to be happening more and more lately.
Yeah. It does.
The nefarious folks are always out there trying to figure a way and keeps the banks and the retail merchants on their toes.
It does. There's a lot of scams.
Thereby, we have to be even on our toes.
Exactly.
To watch. Wait a minute. I was just here last week. Is that new? Is this okay?
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid to ask before you
swipe. Exactly. Yeah. Emily and I, the other day at work, both got text messages from, you know, a ridiculous email address saying that, you know, our licenses were going to be suspended for not paying a fine. And, you know, we both got the same one. So there's a lot of stuff flying around. You have to be careful.
Yeah. The RMV has provided a couple of, you know, PSA alerts because there's been almost an epidemic of nefarious things between texts, emails, the fast pass, you know, hasn't been paid.
Yep. I get those on a monthly.
That's one that's going around too. Yes.
Yeah. They're out there. And the other thing the newest one for me, I don't know if you've seen it. I'm getting a meeting invite with an invoice attached, and the meeting is like in the next hour. And it's like, wait a minute. Who? Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Delete. Spam.
Yep. And market is phishing. I have not gotten that one.
That'll be next. I just assume it's a scam until I prove it isn't.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. You know, my schedule is, as busy it is, it does have open slots. But if somebody's scheduling me for a meeting in the next hour, we would have had a conversation.
Exactly. And there probably wouldn't be an invoice attached to it.
Especially an invoice. And I just don't want to open those because they can do nefarious things too.
Yes.
So you just delete, don't even open.
Never open attachments.
No.
But Ryan will go over all that with you.
Yes.
Excellent.
And we're starting the 50-plus job seekers again.
50-plus, yes.
50-plus. So if you are age 50 or over and if you are looking for a job, we have these wonderful people that are coming in to talk about it. They're going to be here twice in July. The first time is July 7th from 1:30 to 3:30. And they're going to be talking about ageism. So what is the reality of ageism and what strategies can you use to combat it? So job seekers, 50-plus job seekers, the career coach, George Armstrong, is going to be there. And he is wonderful. And then I believe that they are coming on July 21st at 1:30. And this is an informal session where you can talk about different websites and resources. If you have questions about job searching, your resume, cover letters, techniques, anything, you can bring any of your questions. This is open to the entire community. So anybody that is around that is looking for a job that's over 50.
Right.
So it's a wonderful resource.
Yeah. And in many cases, even for those who are under 50, they can leverage our network and we can leverage their network.
Exactly.
Because realistically, the network is going to get you into the door potentially for an interview where instead of just being a stack of papers or digital files that the keywords don't trigger properly.
Exactly.
The network can work in your favor.
Yes, and they'll go through all of that and, you know, how do you update your resume and how to use AI to maybe update your resume and get those keywords in there so that they are going to pop when somebody pulls your resume.
There's a lot of good resources, and the fact that this is a free program is wonderful.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, you ready for this, Steve?
Uh-oh.
Intro to belly dancing.
No, wait a minute. Belly dancing?
Belly dancing at the Senior Center.
Good core workout.
Mm-hmm. It's an excellent core workout. This is going to be Mondays at 9:45, so it's a new exercise class that we're having. It's every Monday starting July 7th. Erica, who is Thalia Del Fuego, is teaching the class. She did come in and do a sample last week, had a very, very good response. This class is geared towards women. I will say that it is geared towards them. If there's a man that wants to learn belly dancing, come and ask a question. I'm sure that Thalia Del Fuego can give you some information on that.
Right.
After you dance your belly around, we're going to work out your brain on the 8th. Trust your brain. Do you know that the brain has specialized areas for assessing moral infractions, particularly against other humans? So our neuroscientist, Kimberly O'Brien, has a grant through the Mass Cultural Council and Franklin Cultural Council, and she comes in monthly and does a phenomenal program based on neuroscience, and that's her one this year.
Yeah, it should be an interesting one because, yeah, there's, you know, occasionally people will acknowledge, you know, I've got this little voice in my head. Do I listen to it? Well, some of them you do, and some of them you just got to learn the difference because some of them you don't listen to those.
Right. It's the old angel and devil sitting on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Again, anything with the brain is very interesting. I feel like that's something that we don't know a lot about.
Yeah, we're still exploring and finding out all the time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep. Hip hop dance is returning on July 9th at 1 o'clock. It's a 1-hour hip hop chair dance class. Rondé comes in. This was another grant program that we have from the Franklin Cultural Council and Mass Cultural Council. Mm-hmm. She came in last year. It was a blast. It is all clean hip hop. Everybody sits around. She's got props that she uses. We had a really, really good time. So I would highly recommend people come in and check that out.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll participate if there's room.
Absolutely. Oh, there's always room. We'll make room.
Least,
it's a really fun
to
class.
Because it almost sounds like an athletic event. Hip hop dance. Except you're just sitting and dancing to the music. That's
you
a little
are.
Different.
Yep. Keeping it safe, that way you can get a little wilder if you're in a chair. You don't have to worry about falling over.
Yes. Don't have to worry about falling over.
Yes. And then Wednesdays, starting July 9th at 1 o'clock, we're starting Intro to Spanish.
Espanol.
Yep. Espanol. We have a former teacher that misses teaching Spanish, and she came in and she was donating supplies and said, oh, I miss teaching. And I said, well, really, we'd love to have you come in and teach our seniors. So it's a 6-week class. It is free. It starts again on July 9th at 1 o'clock.
That's a Wednesday.
It is. It's the same time as hip hop dance.
So you can dance or Spanish.
Yes.
Or both.
Or both at separate times. You'd miss the first class
and go to
the second class in Spanish.
We'd have to activate the clone because that's also the time for the writer's group.
Okay.
So we couldn't do all that. But you at least have choices.
Lots of choices. And talking about being good to your brain, learning another language is wonderful.
You get
for your
those
memory,
neurons spinning
yes,
by all means.
New pathways or yes. what have you. It's
right.
wonderful.
Yeah, because that's one thing that we have learned more recently. You can continue to learn.
Yes.
Even at this aging stage of life.
Absolutely.
You can still learn.
Yes. Kimberly talks about neuroplasticity.
Yes.
And yeah, and learning new things. It's a way to keep your brain young. Mm-hmm. And if you like karaoke, after you do some hip hop or Spanish or the writer's group, you can join karaoke at 2:30 and you can sing your heart out.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually, it's a really fun event. We have a lot of people come. People, you can sing duets. We have sing-alongs. We have people that have, you know, their regular songs they like to sing. We do encourage new people to sign up too. The more the merrier for karaoke.
Mm-hmm. The more the merrier.
Yes. And again, Sweet Caroline is always a favorite.
I wonder why. It's almost like the anthem for a karaoke thing. Somebody's going to do it sometime.
It is. Yeah. Well, if you want to get the crowd going, that is
the start.
Great
mm-hmm.
way
yeah.
to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the 10th at 11, we have private versus insurance-based home care.
Ooh.
So we have Advanced Home Care coming in, and they're doing an educational seminar exploring the key differences between private and insurance-based home care.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that there's a lot of questions people have surrounding
sure.
that and
yeah.
what's covered and how do you do all that. So
related to that medical space with, you know, between insurance and coverage. Coverage is always changing. Insurance
mm-hmm.
needs to be renewed. What's covered? What do you need? What do you plan for? Yeah, that's an ongoing topic.
Yes. So she's, Gabrielle is the one that comes in. She's fantastic. It's a wonderful resource for information.
Mm-hmm.
Our monthly party is happening on July 11th.
Woo-hoo.
We are having a Caribbean carnival.
On 7-Eleven.
On 7-Eleven.
No slushies. You have a carnival
We're
instead.
We're having a carnival, exactly. We have a phenomenal steel drummer who has been to our building before. She is coming back. We're very excited to have her come, and I'm sure Chef Ann is creating a phenomenal mm-hmm. menu.
That will be another fun event that you can't miss. Sign
right.
up soon.
Sign up early. Or use the web, the new app.
Yes, the
yes.
new app.
That's one you can sign up
yep.
with.
My Senior Center.
Do you
My
wanna,
Active Center.
My Active
Do you
want to
talk about the Franklin First for the party?
Oh, yes, because our parties in and around the world have become very popular.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure the Franklin residents have first chance.
Sure.
So the first week of the month, mm-hmm. Franklin residents can sign up for Eat Around the World and our monthly party.
Ah.
And then starting in week two, it's open up for people who
Assuming
do not live
still
in
other
Franklin.
Spots available.
Correct.
They can fill it in.
Right. And then we'll fill the wait list. And we did this for the first time for this Eat Around the World that was last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe even everyone on the wait list, except for maybe two people, got to go. So
okay.
people do cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and,
there are some, you know, life happens.
Right. Right, so we were able to accommodate almost everyone. So definitely still call in, even if you're on the wait list.
Right.
But that first week will be Franklin First.
Okay.
Yep.
That sounds good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so on Monday, July 14th at 6:30 p.m., the Southeastern Massachusetts Community Concert Band will be at the Senior Center for a wonderful concert.
Yeah, they've been here almost every year.
Every
sometimes.
Year for years. Yeah.
yeah.
It's a free event. It's open to the community. So come one, come all.
That's a great event to bring your parents, bring your kids, bring your friends.
Yes.
So.
And even if it's a hot, muggy, buggy day, we have air conditioners. So everyone can come and, and chill down.
Cool down.
Cool
exactly.
down and listen to some nice music.
Because you are one of our official town cooling sites,
Yes,
too.
We
yes,
are.
We are.
Official town cooling site. So, which is very good for us. So if the air conditioner ever goes down, they have to get us up immediately, right?
This is true.
Mm.
Yes. Yep.
But no, yes, definitely join us for that event. That'll be nice. Bring, like Ariel said, bring the family, bring your neighbor, and join us.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
July 15th, we have Northbridge Coin and Gold coming in. We're setting up appointments. We have two people coming in, and if you're interested in learning what your collectibles are worth, you can bring in coins, metals, sports memorabilia, trading cards, toys, collectibles for valuation. So we're doing 20-minute sign-up times, and then you get to actually meet with the expert, and you never know what treasures are sitting in your drawer at home.
Yes.
Yeah, or on your table or on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So very excited to be able to offer that to folks.
That's always fun to see what your things are worth. So on July 15th at 10:30, we'll have our monthly hearing clinic. So if you're having issues with your hearing aids, if you need them cleaned, if you're just having problems with your hearing in general, if your current hearing aids aren't really working for you, definitely call the senior center. You do have to make an appointment. It is a free appointment, but you can come. We have this every month, and you can make an appointment and have all that checked out.
That sounds good.
I believe she's there from 10:30 to 12:30. We'll double check. So definitely check our newsletter and we will see.
You are correct, Ariel. It is 12:30.
It is. Okay. Well, I, in all fairness, do have the master sheet in front of me, so that's not totally fair. On the 16th at 11:30, Medicare, which coverage is best for me?
Fun.
This seems to be the number one question that most people have when they're deciding on what coverage is best for them. So the presentation will discuss the differences between Medicare Supplement, Medicare Advantage plans, show real life case studies, and provide resources to help with your decision process. So this is usually a pretty popular event. Bring all your questions and don't be afraid to ask.
Given whatever is going to happen in D.C., we may need another session later.
Yes, that's true. And things are changing, so it's good to...
But it's all rumors. Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen yet. So
right.
Don't worry about that.
That's
true.
Take
this info, and then when that happens, we'll see.
We'll see. Exactly. On the 16th is our Memory Cafe at 1 o'clock. This Memory Cafe is actually being sponsored by Salmon over in Medway, the Willows in Medway.
Okay.
Fantastic residents.
Yep.
And Mike Torreira is going to be playing music. So this is an event that is open to anybody in the community with memory loss, Alzheimer's, dementia, their friends, family, and caregivers. So we had one today. It was wonderful. I think we had 67 people there today.
Yeah, I think your capacity is upwards of 80 or so.
And
generally, you come close to that.
We do. We've tried to sort of taper it down a little bit to keep the intimacy. But everybody has such a wonderful time and people are dancing and we really have a community feel about this Memory Cafe. So it's right. It's a special event and
it is.
We love to have new people come in and meet their new best friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The smiling faces that walk in and walk out and the music filling the building. It's a wonderful day.
Yep, for sure.
And the hands only CPR. We will have that on Thursday, July 17th at 11 a.m. Our wonderful public health nurse,
Alicia.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She will be doing this hands-only CPR. This is not CPR certification class.
Right.
This is just for education only. You will not receive
a certificate.
Right.
But if you want to know how to do hands-only CPR, give the senior center a call and sign up. Again, that's July 17th at 11.
That's part of our recurring series where they alternate between Stop the Bleed 1 month and CPR the next month. So
if you do
miss this one, wait another month and it'll come back again.
Right. Stop the Bleed we're actually going to be doing in August.
Right.
And that's a really fun event. We had Alicia run that for some of the Tri-County kids that came and they loved it.
Sure.
So, she's got fake blood and she goes all out. Yep.
She does. I've taken that one and the CPR, Stop the Bleed more recently. And it's well worth knowing.
Yes,
it is.
Unfortunately, you never know when you're going to need it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. On the 17th at 10 o'clock, we are having a new class come in. It's a mandala sand art class. So this is going to be $10 a person, and we have a wonderful woman, Vika, coming in, and she is going to bring you on a peaceful, guided journey to create a beautiful sand mandala that you can bring home. And these are gorgeous. I was floored when I saw these. I was thinking it would be sort of a little crafty project. No, these are absolutely gorgeous works of art. And then Fridays, we are starting a 6-week series called Thrive Beyond Time. That starts on July 18th at 1 o'clock. This is a local youth volunteer, and she is supported by her mother, who is an occupational therapist. It's a 6-week wellness campaign, and topics include heart health, fall prevention, and brain-boosting activities. You do not need to register for all the events, but it is encouraged. So
Thrive Beyond Time?
Thrive Beyond Time.
Mm.
Yep, that's what she named it. It is a summer wellness campaign. So this young girl came in. She was very passionate about this, and mm-hmm. she wanted to give back to the community. And she came in. I was very impressed by her. She came in, had done her research. She came in with her parents' support.
Excellent.
And her mom, who is an occupational therapist, is going over all the materials, so she'll be presenting it.
Cool.
So we're excited, yeah. and we always love to have youth come in and
we love
intermingle.
That intergenerational mixing is always priceless.
Exactly.
It is.
It's good for staff, too.
It is, yes. It brings that energy in. And I love it when we get, you know, high school, junior high kids that want to come in
sure.
and actually want to give back to the community.
Yep.
And they do the research, and they've got a project. She mm-hmm. had done flyers. She has handouts.
She's
so
prepared.
She is very prepared, yes. Yep.
Wonderful.
Yes. Which is good. Food and mood, the emotional impact of food on seniors. That's going to be presented on July 22nd at 11 o'clock.
You mean there's some truth to having a binge for the wrong reasons?
There is. You know, you get those sugar highs, you need the caffeine. If you eat healthy food, if you eat junky food, and it does, it has an impact on your, mm-hmm. not only your physical well-being, but your emotional well-being as well.
Oh.
So we have a gentleman from Maternal Health coming in to talk about that.
The food-related joke that I just saw, it's on a sign so people may know it, but where do vegetables go for a drink? The salad bar.
Oh, good grief. I'm sad I didn't get that. That's just
it was a wonderful dad joke.
And I can't take credit for it. It's on a sign at a Franklin business. It will spare them the,
the dad joke
reference.
Now I'm going to be looking for it.
On July 23rd at 4 p.m. is our pizza and a movie night.
Pizza movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the pizza is always delicious. We will be showing Ephus. I think I'm pronouncing that correct. It's a 2024 sports film about the final game of an amateur New England baseball league before their stadium is demolished and turned into a school.
Ooh.
So that'll be interesting.
Good.
I never heard of this movie before.
So
no, I haven't either.
24, so it's not that old.
No.
It's fairly recent.
Very new. So definitely join us for that, and we can all watch it together.
Yeah.
And that might be a good conversation then, because I think there's a Talk Sports on Monday, so somebody can add some details or do some research and say, hey, did you hear that story?
I know. Actually, we should just, since you touched on it, Let's Talk Sports is every Monday at 9:30. And this gentleman is fantastic. He comes in. He's willing to talk about any and all sports.
Mm.
So he knows mostly, I think, New England teams.
New England teams.
But if you come in and you're a diehard, should I say it, Yankees fan, he will have a conversation mm-hmm. with you.
Right.
And it's just an informal.
Because the Red Sox do play the Yankees once in a while.
Yes, they do. Yeah,
once every so often.
Yep, and we've got football is going to be starting up. So, you know, it's good to come in, and we're hoping to grow that program.
Sure.
So, you know, come in and talk sports. On the 24th, we have acrylic art. So we have Kathy teaches a wonderful class. It's you follow along and do an acrylic painting.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun. And then on the 20th, and we have a bunch of stuff on the 24th, don't we, Chastity?
Yes, we have a GATRA public meeting on the 24th at 2:30. So with this public meeting, stop by the Senior Center and voice your concerns. You must be in person for this. Unfortunately, there is not a shared link for you to be on Zoom at home. You have to come to the Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
But you can talk directly to GATRA. They can listen to your concerns, comments. Doesn't have to be negative. If you have something positive, say you have your favorite driver, that would be nice for them to hear as well.
Absolutely.
So that's on the 24th, the GATRA public meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And at the same exact time, on the same exact day, July 24th at 2:30, we have fall prevention. It's a physical therapy class. So we encourage people to take the first steps towards safer movement and greater confidence. It's designed for anyone looking to improve their balance, strength, and stability. It's a fun, interactive class, and it's led by licensed physical therapists. And it's packed with practical tips to help you stay on your feet and on the go.
Mm. And you don't have to walk around with one of those giant bubble thingies that you can just weeble wobble but not fall down.
Have you seen the airbag suits? And I'm not convinced that these aren't a joke, but they show them and people fall and an airbag just goes poof and blows around them and you don't get injured. It looks like a turtle shell that comes over.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I see them all the time. I'm not 100% sure they're not AI generated, but they really make me laugh. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the technology has been developing conceptually. At some point, there may be a price point that'll be, you know, cheap mm-hmm. and readily available.
Yep. We need that for people that ride motorcycles, mopeds, yes. bikes.
Yep. Well, it'd be good to have them start with the helmet first.
That would be perfect.
I saw a guy holding one when I was on Nantucket. He was holding his helmet in his teeth. Oh. I'm like, that's not going to protect anything
that
if you fall
off.
Defeats
the purpose. Yeah. Right.
So. July 25th at 11 is Eat Around the World, and we are branching out. So we are doing USA, and we're featuring Texas.
Texas.
Longhorns.
Yeah.
Sounds like some big meal is going to be served there.
There's some big, delicious meal, and I know that there's a chocolate Texas cake for dessert. So we're doing a little branching out because there's a lot of diversity within the United States itself.
Sure. Absolutely.
And, you know, personally, I'm all excited for Boston cream pie and mm-hmm. lobster rolls. I don't know that we can swing that, but mm-hmm. you know.
There are lots of good, I'll call it native, carefully, foods that mm-hmm. are associated with different parts of the country, and
yes.
trying to bring them together where possible, that would be good. That's definitely Eat Around the U.S.
Eat Around the U.S., yes, we're going to feature some of that. We're still going to do some international ones, but we're going to kind of mix it up a little bit, too.
You haven't covered the world yet.
We have not. The world is a big place, but so is the U.S.
Yes.
On the 27th, we have a dementia experience coming in. So this is being presented actually by Cornerstone in Milford. The dementia experience uses sensory modifications and role-playing activities to thrust participants into a world that someone with dementia faces day to day. So you get to understand dementia in the real world. It's a 60-minute workshop that reviews what dementia is, what the causes are, how to recognize it, and communication tips. So this is a phenomenal program. It is going to be limited to 20 people, and we are going to take a wait list to see. Mm-hmm. And if it's, you know, hugely popular, we expect it will be. We're going to try to run it again.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like this would create the experience for you to mimic or to feel like you had dementia.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, so
ooh,
that you can get an understanding.
Really, yes.
Yeah. When I ran Supportive Day, we used to do a training with all of the new staff coming mm-hmm. in, and I would do a speech, and during the speech, I would have somebody stand up like with a tambourine and somebody ask a question over and over while I was talking, and then we dim the lights and then we brought lights up. And at the end, I asked questions about who got the information. And it was really interesting. They're like, oh, well, I couldn't because I couldn't hear. This was distracting, or this person was doing that. And I'm like, okay, that's what you have to understand and bring back to the understanding when you ask somebody a question, that their experience is different.
Right.
So I think this is going to be a really positive experience and bring understanding.
Yeah, it can. That's a step in the right direction because, having witnessed the number of public meetings, I see some people say something and I can see, you know, 7 or 8 heads going in different directions.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's tough.
It can be a challenge.
Yeah. I mean, it can be a challenge anyway, regardless.
Sure.
And then you add some kind of, you know, cognitive loss mm-hmm. on top or
right.
hearing loss, sensory, all right. of that. And it provides a different experience for somebody.
Or going back to the hearing aid, the battery just died on you, so you missed half of what the sentence was. So.
Right.
Or
oops.
Beeping mm-hmm. or,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. And then, so I'll talk about this, even though we've already filled the bus, but we are bringing a bus to the Woo Sox game.
Woo Sox!
Woo Sox!
Yay!
I know.
It sold out very fast. Very popular.
I'm not surprised. Polar Park is a good place to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage people, if they are interested in attending a Woo Sox game, that they let us know ahead of time so that next year in the season, we can potentially do 2 different trips.
Mm-hmm.
This was a test for us, and it was a very positive
right.
test that sold
right.
out. We sold it out in this month, in June.
It's possible you might just need one a month while in their season. Who knows?
I know.
It would be wonderful if we could do that.
Yeah. Steve Avellino is starting his new six-week session on July 7th. He's got a great following. He deals with balance and physical therapy, and it's a six-week session. And then our watercolor class is going to be July 2nd, 9, and 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zentangle is July 30th. So the class is $25 per class. You do need to sign up for all three of the watercolor classes. And if you are an intermediate watercolorist or a beginner watercolorist, she can deal with both. So they can mix for this class.
I think you mentioned that it was started last time, that mm-hmm. it was starting to differentiate. So, yeah.
Yep.
They have so much fun in that class.
It's good.
It's very good. Creativity just pours out.
Mm-hmm.
She's a wonderful instructor. Also, just wanted to let everyone know that the director's coffee hour is taking the summer off.
Take a break.
Take a break. Can you imagine? Between vacations and between Sarah and myself and staff and mm-hmm. Members of the Senior Center, we just decided to take off July and August. We'll be back in September.
Sure.
But definitely, if you had a question, if you needed help, whatever, mm-hmm. any concern, you can always come to Sarah or I. Our doors are always open.
Right. And I think it makes sense because on a similar note, the Q&A will be in July. We'll take August off.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Yeah, there's a little less happening business-wise. So.
Summer schedules are here and there and everywhere. Yeah, so we just thought it made more sense.
Yeah, as opposed to Europe, which effectively shuts down for 2 months.
I mean, I'm not really opposed to that either.
That does sound pretty good.
We could do that here. I'd be okay with that. Sure. Yeah.
Although I'd miss all the people, so, you know.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have all of our wonderful programming that's consistent on a regular basis.
The regular stuff, because we're only covering kind of the big special highlights.
Yes.
All the regular stuff, which is, as we've talked, mm-hmm. people should be aware, that calendar is packed on a regular basis.
It is. And the calendar is available online as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so with the holidays, you might not get it till July 1st or 2nd with the mail. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But you can always go online and look for it. And you can always stop in the Senior Center because we have them before you're going to get them if they're mailed to you.
Right. And then they can sign up for the newsletter, which has the master calendar as well.
Mm-hmm.
Town calendar is online, franklin.news. Each day shares the calendar. And because between the library and the Senior Center, there are so many events, I actually do a screen grab of the town page. And in some cases, because it's so many, I have to reduce the page to get the resolution to fit in a reasonable quadrant. Because there's so much happening.
There's too much.
It's a happy problem.
Too much, which is a good problem to have.
Absolutely. It
is. Yeah. I know your blog is my go-to for anything I need to know about what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I always check that out, read it, and I was excited to see the farmers market started again.
Yes.
And then
very popular, wonderful things.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as far as I just wanted to let everyone know that if you haven't heard, unfortunately, we lost our wonderful nurse, Trish.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With the override not passing a couple weeks ago, the nurse position was taken from our budget. So her last day will be the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things in the works where we're going to be looking at maybe our town nurse, Alicia, the health services to help us do some of the things that Trish did, such as blood pressures, blood sugars, and different things. We're going to have someone to run our bereavement and caregiver groups for
mm-hmm.
July. So
right.
we are working on everything. Just stay updated. If you have any questions, you can ask us, but we're going to, everything as we know it will be in the newsletter. We'll have flyers out. We'll let everyone know what's going on.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we are hoping to have a goodbye party for her. I believe we're planning it in July. So stay tuned for that and make sure that you come and, you know, see her and
say
give her a big hug. And
mm-hmm.
yep, hopefully not goodbye. Just
not goodbye.
We'll see you.
See you later.
Yeah.
See you later. Yes.
Yep.
There's hope. Well, July is packed. I'm sure August will be too.
Yes. And before we go, I just wanted to update everyone. I know it was in our June newsletter. It will also be in July, August, September, until the word gets out. Mm-hmm. But our fees are going up, unfortunately, with the price of food and the price of everything, actually. Mm-hmm. We're having to increase our fees for a lot of our programs. So as of July 1st, we are going to be charging for the Senior Center van. Inside of Franklin for shopping or medical trips will be free still. Within 15 miles radius outside of Franklin is $4 round trip. Our fitness classes are going to $4 a class.
That's still a great bargain.
Certainly is.
Definitely is. Yeah, yeah. And then the physical therapy, the six-week classes that...
Oh, Steve Avellino's class.
Yes.
Perfect.
So I think before the full class was not being charged to the participant, but now we're going to be charging the whole $42 for the six-week session, which still is not bad at all, especially for Steve. He's phenomenal, and I've heard nothing but good things about him. Mm-hmm. So that is a bargain, as they say.
Sure. Bargain, yep.
Our supportive day program is going from $60 to $75 a day. For the social events, the parties, the Eat Around the World, and the monthly party, that's going to $10 from mm-hmm. $6.
Right.
Pizza and a movie is going from $3 to $5. And then some of the prices in the Common Grounds Cafe are going up, but nothing over $6.
Right.
We're looking at an increase on most things, 50 cents, some things a dollar.
Right.
So unfortunately, we did not want to do those increases, but unfortunately, in the climate and situation we're in, we had to make those decisions.
Right. Yeah, other things price-wise are at least fluctuating.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Generally up more than down.
Yes,
yes. And it's still a great deal. I mean, the Common Grounds Cafe gives large portions, phenomenal food, and $6, even if you pay that for breakfast, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
So
the meat hero today was only the $5 instead of, you know, obviously it was in advance of the $6 charge, but I wasn't sure I was going to finish it.
Yeah.
It was huge.
And the yogurt parfaits, the amount of fresh fruit they put on top, there's no way that was $2 worth.
Right.
So it was way more.
Sure.
So, yes, again, unfortunately, we had to make those increases. So hopefully everyone understands.
And if the price, we don't ever want the price to be prohibitive from somebody enjoying the senior center. So if that is an issue, please come talk to us because, you know,
definitely,
we do have some resources and we'd be happy to connect so that everyone can enjoy.
Yep.
Yes, definitely come and talk to someone in the staff, myself, Sarah, Ariel, whoever, if there is a problem, if you have an issue paying for, especially food. We want everyone to have a lovely time at the senior center and leave with a full belly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Having exercise, stretch the brain, learn some stuff.
Exactly. Done a little
hip-hop. All the goodness.
Little belly dance, learn a new language.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could belly dance, but aside from that.
We can all try.
We can try, I'm sure. Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you for taking time. There's a whole bunch going on in July.
There is. There's always something happening. If there's not something that you like, then come see me because it means I'm missing something.
Oh,
I don't see that happening. I don't think she misses anything.
Well, just add it to the wish list of other things that may happen sometime in the future.
There we go.
Again, thank you. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.